This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perik Vav, Torah, Meilas HaTorah. It's one of the, actually it's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chal Yayim V'Yayim, Baskel Yetzeis Mihachayrev. Umachrezes Ve'Imeres, Eilem Labriyes Me'Elbeine Shal Torah. And the Baskel calls out, Machrezes, Oi, to the elbow in the bush of the Torah. Shekalmi shein esik batera, nikra nazu. And the Mishnah continues. Der was lernt nicht is nicht gut. Und der was lernt ja. Someone who learns in lecha ben chayren alamisha esik batera. So this is what the baskel is machrezes eilele elbeina shal teira. Reish is called afen fashtein vas. Del Baskel. What is a Baskel? Who hears this Baskel? And if we don't hear it, then what's the point of it? It's the Shaila that all the Mefarshim address on this Mishnah. What is the Baskel? What is its purpose? Stama Baskel, Machezes, Veimeres, Kol Yoim, Yedel Tag. Every day. What's the point of the Baskel? What is the Baskel? So Mitzvah Hashem in the Shir today, we'll discuss maybe more generally what is a Baskel, and more particularly in Del Mishnah, what's the point of the Baskel? Another Shaila is Del Lashon Kol Yayim V'Yayim, every day by day, Yayim V'Yayim, day and day. Kol Yayim Yedel Tag. Kalashayna Allah is Kal Yayim, state Kal Yayim V'Yayim. Kal Yayim. Every day comes out. Once in the morning it comes out. What is the Lashon Kal Yayim V'Yayim? And if it means always, so then it should have been Tamid. The Baskel comes out Tamid. What's the Nusach of Kal Yayim V'Yayim? And again, the Rishayim and the Chayim, they're all being the Eir of this Shaila. The Mitzvah Hashem will address the Shaila as well. Another Shaila, what is the Elbein HaTorah? Elbein is a busha to the Torah. What's the Torah is the busha? The busha is the chvada mensch, not the Torah. The Torah is a diamond. You have the busha. What is Elbein Shal Torah? Mashma kilu, the Teira Lein, Welt Geschemt. And this is Taki already in the Rishainim, many Mefarshim explain it doesn't mean Elbein of the Teira, but Elbein of the Adam from the Teira. And it's a discussion. Whose Elbein are we discussing? Elbein HaTeira or Elbein HaAdam? Was lernt nicht the Teira? And we'll get to that. This is to see what exactly is the Elbein. Mitzad de Teire, Mitzad del Mensch, uplernen, was steht in der Mishnah. There's an interesting ha'ara that the Chida asks. Shein ha'ara. How many people are not learning in this Baskel? That the Baskel is Shrein Vegan. Who are you screaming about? The Lashon is, Shekal Mi. Shein ha'isik ba'teira. Are we talking about many people? Are we talking about Yechidim? So the truth is, in the Dikto Kaloshin, it's possible that it's talking about Kol Mi, but it could be everybody who's not doing it. Just because the Nusach is Kol Mi, whoever, the individual who doesn't learn, Kol Mi, but you can have many Azelch individuals, right? And it could be many people, many Tkufis, there was lack of Torah. But the Chida seems to learn Kol Mi is even for the Yachid. Hasant. The Chida, Chasdei David explains that L'chera, the Mashmeis is that even for the Yachid, Kol Mi, the one individual that's not learning, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends out a Baskel Mecherev. And he says, Herzartzu, Eilei Le'elbeine Shal Teira. Back to Chida, No. Malas ain't allowed. Okay. You know, when we were kids growing up, you can never be liked by everybody, right? There's always one kid in the school or in the class that doesn't like you. What does the mother and father tell the child when he comes home? No, no. But everybody else likes you, right? Malas ain't, right? What? How do you talk to a person? Tell them, hey, this guy doesn't lie. Shreklach, elbeinishal, yamamish hamivuzah because of this. There's a nice mice I heard from Rabbi Oldbaum from Queens. Rabbi Oldbaum from Queens, the famous speaker, Rabbi Oldbaum, famous Talmud Chacham. He once told me that when he put out his first sefer, he didn't get much kainim, much buyers for the sefer. That's normal. It's an amalazach. It bothered him. So he went to my zayde for chizuk. He knew where to go for chizuk. But who's going to tell him a good word to give him the right? So he told me that actually he didn't address it that way. He was going to come and say that I feel bad and I need chizuk. So he told me he covered it over with an eitz of vimekem fakoyfin them sefer. That's how he came. And he said that being that the Beisar and the Svarim was so miskabel and mispashit, does he have a mahalach for this young Mechaber how to get his Sefer out? Rabbi Olbam said, the Zedek had said a klug and he chapped right away what he really came for. So he says, Hazachtsu, Lamid Yazakim. You know, when Rabbi Yishlam wrote the Torah, he went al kol umah v'umah, went to all the nations. And he tried to sell them the sefer. They weren't buying. There was no people who were interested. It's a small nation. And they saw the shame type from them sefer Torah, the Torah that Rabbeinu Shlomo wrote, and they were mekabel it bis simcha. And they gave it over to their children, and their children shall the Torah Torahs. So my Zayda looks at him and says, why should your Torah be different than the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Torah? My Zayda zokt him. Told me that the chizuk that he got was so much, he got such a stark chizuk. You know, Rabbi said, the Torah is not appreciated by everybody, it's just not. Well, it's appreciated by those that appreciate. So this is what the Chida is asking. He doesn't understand, he doesn't appreciate what's his main cloud in Teire. So because of that, it's El Beine Shal Teire. Hazefrek the Chida. Habesai, let's go back to address the Shailas, and then we'll understand the Mishnah, and then we'll have a better understanding of the El Beine Shal Teire. What is this baskal? What is it? Now the emes is, there's a vote from the Baal Shem that inside the Chassidish Sfar, inside the Litvish Sfar, the Michtam Eliyahu brings it. They discuss this Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says that every Yid, via Mol, has clapped them in hearts. Clapped them in hearts. Something called Daidi Daifik, something is knocking inside, right? That's this baskel. The baskel is a knock on the nefesh. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo talks to the Yid. He's ma'ir the Yid with this baskel. That's the baskel. The baskel is epis innovating. That's moving him. I think I've once told you this, Maisa. And I've once took a taxi in Eretz Yisrael to a yeshiva out the outskirts of Yerushalayim. To say a shir, I had to go and say a shir for my yeshiva. I had to take the recruiting of bachur, let's say it that way. I walked into the cab, and I'm going to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and Smir Gvar Nishgut. He looked like an Arab driver. He was dark skinned, with line gahar, and I was convinced it was an Arab, and I'm thinking, I wish I could get out and get another taxi. I don't know, I'm going to a place where there's no. It's out of Yerushalayim somewhere. He he's driving and driving and driving. He had music on. Echnit kafshan kinein vod. Sorry, fashtan im stam mesi arabish. I was terrified. Ich stehe nicht mach chesben an nefesh. In the back seat of the car. Then I started saying to myself, how do I know Efshe Dachayit? Why should I think he's a guy? And I can't build myself up to talk to him. But as he asks me if I know the exact direction, you know, it was before the GPS days. So he tells me, Yemina, Smolas, I told him, Achi, called him Achi, my brother. It says around the paper to make a right or a left or whatever it was. He stopped short the car. I go, that's it. That's a shame. me and my Avos Yisrael, look at the trouble I'm in now. He stops the car. He pulled to the side of the road. I'm thinking, this is it. He turns around and he asks me, what did you say? So I started to say, Yemina small, I cut out the achi part. You know, I try to cover it over right away. So he says, la, ma mata lifnei shamati yemina smala. So I said, nothing. I didn't say, no, I didn't let go. I said, achi, my brother. He opens up his glove compartment. Ich bin ois mensch. I'm, that's it. He pulls out a yarmulke, puts on the yarmulke. And he said, Kishikarat li achi. He said, when you call me achi, pa'am li balev. Kimoshe po'em li balev kshani olech lakotel. He says, when he goes to the kaisel, epis haktim in hearts. That achi brought it out. I told him, yeah, katuv, kol doidi doifek, pischili. There's a coil that mocks, you hear? Coil. I asked him why he doesn't do tshuva. Okay, it's his terutzim I don't have to say here right now. But Rabin, difficult life. But I'll kopon him. The Kail, Bas Kail. This is this Baal Shem Rav Yitzchak, that every Yid has a Bas Kail. And the Bas Kail clapped him in hearts, streaked him, something, tshuva, taira, whatever the Bas Kail is going to talk. So does the Yid hear it? Bali Musa say he would hear it if only he had ears. You could ruin the ears of the Nesham. That's the Balad Alta from Kelim talks like this on this Mishnah. That if a person had the ears, Yedel, Evel, has a Ruchni and a Gashmi, and that the Ruchni Chela could also pick up the sense, and if you don't have the ears, so you won't hear it. What the Baal Shem is saying, we do hear it. We do hear it. Kol Dai Di Daifek. The Rabbeinu Shloilam talks to us. The Hiru Tshuva inside the Rabbeinu Shloilam. You have to have the right frequencies. You know, a radio only picks up when the frequency, the Goyim can't pick it up. They don't pick up this Baskel, but he didn't pick it up. That's Baskel. But this Rabbeinu Shloilam, let's go to explain the message of the Baskel. Why is it called the Baskel? And why even the Yachid? Even the Yachid, the kashas that we asked, Pshat and Dal Mishnah. What is the Elban HaTeira? So there's an interesting Medrash Shmuel, Rabbeinu. The Medrash Shmuel says, you know what the Elban HaTeira is? The Malachim were fighting over the Teira. Dosh Lakmin Zachtnu Hoit Chala Shemayim. Shavuos is coming, Rabbeinu. Now you'll understand a little bit what Shavuos is. They were fighting over this matana toivet nuhatcha ala shamayim. We got lucky. We got it. The Rabbeinu Shlomo gave it to us. Shtel zachfay, something that everybody wants and everybody's fighting over. And you got it. And then you take it, you leave it in a closet. Atadas is the elbow in Hatayra. And so he said the Medrash Shmuel. Reb Chaim Valozhiner, Chassid Yagen Aleinu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Merit, exact, Al Kav Zeh, on this Derech, mit HaKnech. You notice, where does this Baskel come from? It comes from HaChayriv. Why does it come from HaChayriv? It's really Sinai. Chayriv and Sinai, there's five names to Sinai. The Rishonim already talk about all this. And the reason why it's called Chayriv is Lashon Churban. Chayriv, Har Sinai Vert Chayriv Av Milartnish, the Mensh Vert Chayriv Av Milartnish. There's many different pshatim in the word Chayriv. The Barbanel talks about it, Bariches. The word Har Chayriv. But it's a Baskel, which is Yoytzei Misina. Zakab Chaim Valozhin, what was the Baskel Misinai? Zakta, try to remember by Sinai. Sinai, you said Nasa V'Nishma. Zak Nasa V'Nishma. You said that no matter what, you learn Teva. Ich wollte ausgeführt und gesagt, it was a very proud moment in Klal Yisrael's history. Matan Teira. Wo ist der Matan Teira von jeden Tag? Man steht doch klar, that every day the Teira is given. Kal yom yeh beinecha kechadashim. The Bach says, that's pshat hal... What's the Lashon? Melami Teira, Lami Yisrael, not shalimeid, but melameid. Rabbeinu Shalom keseder, Matan Teira is keseder, it's consistently, constantly here. So the Har Chayriv is saying, no, stell sich vor, was gekommen in Matan Teire und gesagt, ich halte nicht bei dem. So then you stood by Matan Teire und gesagt, Nase v'nishma. Hein komm ich zu dir, today I come to you and I tell you, be me kabel de Teire, nay in der Free. Every day is an ayin kabolus a Teire. Die Yeshivas, sagt das jeder Keseide der Teire, as jeder Tag, is me mekabel, anaya, kabel, sateya, kol gada, vela yufsa, kasi, kaseida. A lot of Torah about it. We don't have to go into it right now. But the Yisoid is Yedua. And now what do you say? Not only not Nasa, not only Nishma, says Nishka Nasa, Nishka Nishma. Is ay lay le el bayne shal teira, but a fir tais of chayim valashina. When el zakt, to lib vas, why is there no Nasa v'nishma? To leave geld because of money, which means look how far we've fallen from the Nasa v'Nishma for much more difficult things. We said Nasa v'Nishma, we'll do it anyway. And I always understood in this from Chaim Valozhiner, look at Dairis before. Zarain in fire, and we went into fires. Taira is Taira. And today, we can give it up for a lot less than that. We don't have that nisayin. For per groshen, for per pennies, panasa, people sometimes don't learn the starim, what they have to keep, what they should keep. And this is Reb Chaim Valozhiner's vort. The elbe na teire is for what? For what you're trading in the nasa v'nishma. Zayzak Reb Chaim Valozhiner. Here at Beisai. So it's Yoytze me'achayriv. Hachayriv is Sinai. Sinai screams Nasa v'nishma. And today, Elbeinu shel Teira is, Kol mi she'neisik b'teira. He's ready to trade in the Nasa v'nishma. Thus is Elbein ha'teira. Why the Yachid? So let me go back to an interesting Chidah. Chidah says, in Avas David, you think Torah is Yechidim? Yeah, the mensch, v'sein chalkeinu b'sei rasecha. Every person has his chelek ha-Torah. Zat the chidah, the Torah veint of yeder yachid. Of yeder yachid. On every yachid, because every yachid has his chelek ha-Torah. You know, people think, no, Torah, they like Torah, people who know how to learn. What's malav? What's a cool mechlenu panam? Gemara? What? Zak the chidah, the Torah, veint of them echid. The Torah alone, el bein haTorah, is because of this yachid. Enough that the Rebbeinu Shem should send out a baskel to be me'ored al yachid, yachid. So he said, techiba, yachid. Avruz gnen van leilne nechten ba nacht. Oiloi le'el b'yne shel teira. Yat. Okay, so you hear what's going on here? Dal yachid. Dal kol mishein eisig ba teira is genug Adre Bainishlam Zalarishik and Abaskil Kalyaim Vyaim Mechairiv Ailai El Bainishal Tair. Chida says in Chazde David, but let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Shakal Mishaisik Batair is a Ben Chairiv. So how do you trade in this Ben Chairiv when you know you could be a Ben Chairiv? I would say, look at the Mishnah before this. Maybe it's a Hemshech of the Mishnah before. Zeichel Dvarim Harbe. And you trade all this in. For what? Thus is El Bein HaTayr. Hazei Zag Techidah. My Zayda once told me, you say, that was a good up loud, but it's an interesting insight. How does Eilam Haba work? As he said from the Chafetz Chaim, that we create the schar that we get in Eilam Haba. What's the pshat? There's no erech for mitzvahs, yeah? That's why it's one of the reasons why we don't have schar by Eilam Hazad Goyen. You don't get Eilam. In this world, we can't get paid up. Nefesh HaChaim speaks Barichas about it. V'chol Chavtzecha La'yishvu Lach. It's not worth it. There's nothing that we could think that could come to pay up for this. Zogta Chafetz Chaim, aber ob der Mensch defaces the value, then that becomes the value. For example, Zogta Chafetz Chaim, if a guy would give up a mitzvah, nice for a padala, so that became the shavis of the mitzvah. They told them many times that the Chafetz Chaim for Tazay Redden. And if a person would give up, but if let's say you gave it up for a few dollars, so you know what you're telling the Bez and Shalmala, and they could take out the proof, they could prove the records. You know, Chazal tell us that there's a few questions that they could ask when we come to Shemayim. The first question they ask is, If you came nasata v'nasata b'emuna, then they ask you kavati itim l'teira. So the kasha is l'chayra. First, we should say kavati itim l'teira. I mean, isn't that more important than nasata v'nasata b'emuna? This should be the first question. Did you sit and learn? Say the flakdib bezag, and I don't know if it's from the Chafetz Chaim, but he would tell these two things together. He would say, Kavati itim l'teira. Yeah. So what was your answer? Your answer is you couldn't, you didn't, you, whatever the. So we take out the records. Let's see in business. Dot must be good, you can't, yeah? There you had Aleph, you had all the time, and all the energy, and all the keches. So v'nasata b'emuna, let's see, Taka. You always come with an explanation. You can't, I was tarud, I was fanumin, I was. Let's see. In business, dot must the good can, the cup of good garbit, the tzait has the gahat. That's why we ask first nasatav and nasatav. That was a bedichusa. Abim pshat rabbi say, vechof it's chayim. Let's see the erich for the esek ha-teira. Let's see how much time you spent in this. Be'emuna. What does emuna mean? Farshim, Rishayim, they talk. Emuna means with emuna, another Rebbeinu, Nasata, Venasata, Be'emuna, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives panasa. So we could tell the Kavati Tim LaTaira Umas what was going on in the business. Your anhaga in the way you dealt in business and the time you spent in the business. Kloppy that we messed. Kavati itim l'teira. So this Rabbeisai is the erech of what your teira is, the erech of your mitzvah. how much you valued. That they would give. So we have over here l'chayra ameira dikavat. Oy leile elbeina shel taira. The taira sometimes is aluf. How much did you throw me away for already? What did you throw me for? What, for this? This is, and that's what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying. This is what you threw me away for. For these few pennies, for this few hours of hana. Thus is El Bein HaTeira. Was Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Mefarshim learn. Chidah goes one step further in the drashas Rabbeisai. Notice it says, Oy loy la briyos. It's the Lashon la briyos. Briyos? Oy loy la adam. That's the Lashon la briyos. Briyos means the creatures that were created. Almost like it's talking humanity. Briyos for the people of us. Hashem ha'ara. The Farshim talk about it. Chidah says, Ameira dekavat. Chidah says, why were you created? B'schus HaTeira. You created B'schus HaTeira. Why did we get to leave Mitzrayim? B'schus HaTeira. So when you needed the Teira, you used it, right? For this it was good. You were created. Afdam is given Teira. Yeah, Vada, we learned. Yeah, Vada. Then the minute you didn't need it, so to speak, you threw it away, you dropped it. Oilei labriyos. The Mishnah Zok the Chidah is trying to be meramis the person. Alman yivreisa, and fademos to mekabel giventeira. And now that you're alive, fagesta from them. Thus is the Elbin HaTeira. When it was needed, you used it. And now when you don't need it anymore, in Mitzrayim you left Teira, Kabbalah HaTeira. Now you don't need it anymore. This is what's called El Bein HaTeira. Abaisai, let's take all of this and try to go back to the Pascha. What is a Pascha? So you look at the Tesis, Yontif. He has a nice order. Why Pascha? Benkel. What's up, Saloshin Pascha? What kind of a lashon is Pascha? What's the lashon Pascha? Meir Nevuchim, the Rambam says, when it's kalush, it's not Nevu, it's a little less than a Nevu. It's not Meir Nevuchim. Maybe that's why they use the lashon Pascha. You look at the Taisus Yontif, Pascha is a bit little more kalush. It's not the same strength. So it's called the Pascha. I saw in Masse Vitri, Psak Yigayin, Bas is like a Neilat, it's born. It's a voice, a sound that's born from another sound, which in English we call today an echo. It's an echo. There's an interesting Tveres Yisrael. I wish I could go read the whole thing now. I see the time is late a little bit, so I would tell you to read it on your own. He says in the books of Geographia, things like the Tveres Yisrael from Mishnah, the scientists say that there's an echo around Har Sinai. Unfortunately, today there's Kailos Sabrak and Mulso, there's all the bombs and everything, but upon him there's an echo. And they don't know what this echo is. V'lin iras of the Tveres Yisrael. Mir dachtzach, it's this baskel. Shemachrezes v'aymeres oylem labriyais. It's an echo. And they zokt the Tveres Yisrael. Now we all know the racks. Racks, they have in it the snare. Around Har Sinai, it looks like a snare. So the fire remains. The koil remains. It's an echo of the Amalekah koil, koil gadol. We could talk a lot about this Pascha. That it's some kind of an echo, which is Yaitzim Echayriv, Keseder comes out Mechayriv. You know, Rabbi Say, there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara always tells us, "Ein mashkichim bevaskel." Why not? First, it doesn't even say we don't paskin like a paskel. See, it doesn't even say that. It should say we don't paskin like a paskel, which is a whole shayla teirelat b'shemayim. You go through the rishonim on that, those gemaras. But it says ein mashkichim bevaskel. Why not? I had once an uncle. He used to always, when his daughter would complain to him, whatever daughters complain about, he said, "It's a mefurish gemara, ein mashkichim bevaskel." He used to tell her, "Pay attention. What does it mean, ein mashkichim bevaskel? Why? Why not?" Abay said, "The teretz is gone pashit. The baskel is given for the yachid individual to be mechazik the yachid. A baskel isn't that if you hear a baskel, you should be mashgiach the baskel. It wasn't meant for that. A baskel, Abay say, is." The Yachid, like the Baal Shem says, like the Rishayim and Achayim talk about, it's something that talks to the heart of the person, and I'll soon show you where I got this from. You know, it's an interesting Lashon, Machrezes V'Imeres. I saw the Mefarshim talk, what's Machrezes and what's Imeres? What are the two Nuschayis? Machrezes, he calls out, Machrezes, what's the V'Imeres? You know, Rabbi, so we find the same Lashon of the Gemara. If the Belezer went in to daven in a churva, Eliyahu Navi waits for him afterwards, and he asks him, "Bni, makel shamata? What's the kail you heard in this churva?" Amarti loy, "Shamati bas kail shemenahemes kiyayna." Interesting lashon. The bas kail is menahemes kiyayna. The aimeres, same lashon. The aimeres. And it's also the same Ay Lebanim. Ay Lebanim, Shema Venisei Mechrafti Yisbeisi V'sarafti Yisaychali V'gleis L'beinu Umayis Ham Ali Chayecho V'chayroish G'loi Shazu B'lvad Ay Meres Kach El B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Taim Lash. Then the Gemara says Sholish Pamim Ay Meres Kach Kol Yoyim V'yoyim. And then it says, Shalish pa'amim my meretz kach. V'loi zu bilvad, ala b'shosh yischal nechnasin lebatik knesiyas, lebatik mitrashis, v'aynim yesh me'agadol me'vayrech, ha'kakodosh baruch hu minanei ha'reishay der ganze shtikl. Was is der baskel? Bas is a lashon chiba. Rishayim always talk about, whenever we talk about chiba, it's a lashon of bas. Bas is chiba. The baskel is yaina and ahemes the aimeres. Where do we find the yaina? They nasi b'chag v'hasela, harinias marayich, hashminias kailich, ki kailich arev marich nov. You know what the baskel is talking? The baskel is talking menahemes ki yaina. The baskel, whenever you hear a baskel, it's the Rebbeinu Shloim saying, and this I saw already in Reb Chaim Valashin, Ke'en this, Sinai was betkifus. Sinai was bekfir. Sinai was Eish, Eish HaGdayla. It says also clearly, Vayanu, the Klal Yisrael got so scared they moved backwards. The Rebbeinu Shloim comes with the baskel from Har Sinai too. And the baskel talks to the Yachid. And is mechazik the Yachid. He tells the Yachid, Yeinasi b'chag v'yasela, harini es marayach, hashmini es kailach. Even the Yachid, even the individual, the Rebbeinu Shloim will have a mantayla. The Lashon Bas, Baskel, that's Ein Mashkichim Bevaskel. What is Ein Mashkichim Bevaskel? It's not meant to be Machriz Klapi Chutz. The Baskel Rabbeisa is the Yachid, the Yainosi. Nahem is kiyoina, inyan of ahava, yoina. The Rebbein Ishlan bet, hasharini es marai, hashmini es kelsi, even on the yachid. And that's the elbein. You know what the elbein is? The elbein is, after the Rebbein Ishlan bet, sachazei fil. Kol yoin v'yoin. Get al tug. The Rebbein Ishlan comes and he promises everything. Zeich l'dvarim harbe. Ein lecha ben chayrem el misha esik batayra. And you throw all that away. Thus is Eilele El Baina Shel Taiva. This is the Bas Koil that's Yoitzim Mechayrev. I just want to end with one thing, Rabbi Yisai. You know, there was something called the fire of Sinai. What was the fire of Sinai? What was the inyan of the Eish HaGadayla? And the Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, there'll be Doiris. Was Klal Yisrael. So we go be'esh fatayra. Nasa v'nishma. And it says clearly they were scared of this esh hagdayla. You know why they were scared of this esh hagdayla? Because it's a big esh hagdayla. Klal Yisrael had to go through many fires. How do we say the nusach? From ashes to down to nothing. Fabrenten fire. Why did it have to be that when they said Nasav Nishma Palcha Nishmasa? Harayin Geb in the Kayach in Klal Yisrael that it could be Palcha Nishmasa for Taira. It's also one of the reasons. But it had to be instilled in the Kayach of Klal Yisrael. Palcha Nishmasa. L'maisa, the Rebbein Hashem comes every day and he sends out a baskel. And he's mechazik the mensch. And he tells the mensch, be nisayre, be ma'ayre yourself. Me'abayne shel Taira. We have to heed this, and it's there. Yeda yid hatten sich der ratzen. The person wants, the want is there. The pa'ami balev is there. The problem is we're afraid sometimes to push further. Sometimes we're afraid to take the next hard step by cutting out all the things that we don't need. So much in a person's day, Rabbi Yisai. It's wasted time, really wasted time. If you make the cheshbon, I really need all this and all this time that I put in, all this effort that I put in. Is it true? Asata v'nasata be'emuna, if a person's honest in that, then he'll have more time for Esa Kataira. Have more time for Esa Kataira. And the Taira's Teveya Elbaina will make this Cheshbon. For this, it's how much work and effort. You know, Rabbi, I'll tell you something interesting. When somebody wants a deal, when somebody wants to matzliach, the amount of effort and keichas he puts in is unbelievable. Dial and redial and speed dial. It's an amazing thing. I once thought. I didn't plan this, Rabbi Yisai. You know, huh? This is, I don't know what it is. You'll have to close it for me, Rabbi Yisai. I don't have to close it. Give me a second. Okay, here we go. I think this is how you close it. Good. Vermacht. Here, Rabbi Yisai. If a person would have that same tshuka, when he would have much more time to learn Torah, much more time to learn Torah. The Torah is Tevei Elbaina. Torah is Tevei Elbaina. Elbaina Torah. And the feed the erich that you show for the Torah, at the dust with Zayin the Schar. Yantav Shuas comes. Let's take this baskel, the Pamin Shebelev, Yedi Yidhatas. Let's be mekabel that kabbalah satayra, kabbal tayra, nasa v'nishma. No matter what, we'll do it. I have to come to a seder. Kitzur, every seder is a nasa v'nishma. That's the yisai, really what I'm trying to bring out. If tonight you're supposed to learn, say kol go. Har Sinai is still standing and saying is teveya elbaina. Vasep is nasa v'nishma then. Say Nasa V'Nishma right now, even if it means Pacha Nishmasim, no matter what. The dust is
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.